This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
I want to thank you for tuning in. We are now signing off. We'll be back in 2 weeks, so stay part of the revolution and keep hope alive.
Program may contain language or imagery that may be offensive to some listeners. Discretion is advised. The Federal Communications Commission permits the broadcast of some profanity during hours deemed to be safe harbor when children are less likely to be listening. KPFT upholds a stricter policy permitting the broadcast of sensitive material only between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. The FCC forbids the broadcast of some sexual discussions or other suggestive matters regardless of the hour. If you have any questions or concerns, please call the program director during business hours at 713-526-4000. This is KPFT Houston.
Change. Change.
Nobody's born a racist. Nobody's born a homophobe. Nobody's born a bully. They learn all that stuff at home and in their churches, in the schoolyard, on the street, in the movies, on TV. Nobody's born with hate in their heart. It's what they learn from what they hear and what they
my one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind. Forgive and forget, and I'll make up for all the time. We should put together fine, though she's on my mind.
Contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, and the world. Happy Louie!
Indeed. Happy Louie.
Yeah, it's been happy.
Yes. Yeah. Who are you?
I don't know. I didn't order my name badge yet. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
I'm Jimmy Carper, and I'll be the other one.
Just because you're listening to After Hours.
That's right. Queer Radio with Attitude. And it is Happy Louie weekend. Louie, let us entertain you. That's for folks who didn't get enough Mardi Gras. Because we kind of continue it here in Houston for 3 days. Well, 4 days, actually. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday now. And so there's been 3 days of merriment and and drink fest and
slurping down drinks
and
cocktails.
Yes.
I had to turn the page on my script there.
I see. And lots of familiarity with out-of-town people and in-town people. And I don't know, probably about 1,000 folks here in for Louis.
Yeah, we kept looking at the, you know, we stuffed 1,000 packets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working registration at Mary's. And about 10:30, I went over to Robert Kahn and I go, "Where do you have more packets?" And he goes, "Let me go get some real quick. We were running out quickly."
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the last port of registration. So.
Wow. Wow.
And I don't know. They may have got some unofficial numbers leaked out there because Chair Dude was walking around pretty cocky today.
Oh. Chair Dude being Scott
Kenyon.
Kenyon.
And he's looking for that. I forget what the number is.
He is the president of the Houston Council of Clubs, or chair dude of Houston Council of Clubs.
And he's just itching there to to knock Bob.
Ooh,
Bob. Hey, Rosie. In case you turned on the radio.
So let's see. We have one more day in that breakfast at Rich's at 11-ish
noon.
Okay, and then there will be the show of shows at 1:00, of which I will be participating in.
And I'm going to scare
you. And you too. I'm going to be in the opening number, and you're going to be in the closing number.
And I'm going to scare Jimmy.
Oh.
Here's a sneak preview of part of my costume.
Oh, my God. What is that? It's
nylon and lycra. Wow.
It looks like a woman's black slip.
Well. On
you will be a shirt.
It better not, because there's the legs.
Oh, there's legs in it?
This is a singlet.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, I am scared.
And also this is, you know, I haven't seen that few X's before. God bless spandex.
Oh, my. Because we are known as the Laurel and Hardy of radio, and you're not the skinny one.
Together we're a perfect 10.
Yes, there you go.
So I thought that would scare Jimmy.
Woo! Woo!
Yes, the Houston Big Men's Club is...
My costume will not be quite that.
Be afraid. If you need a reason to stick around till the very end... we're not sure if the building will stand, if it's going to be because of us or divine intervention.
The show of shows is 10-minute skits by different organizations, and each one tries to be sicker than the last one, and they normally succeed.
And just by pure luck, we picked the last number.
Okay.
So that's coming out at Rich's. They're at
2400 San Jacinto.
At noon, they start with food. 1 p.m. starts the show of shows. It's going to be kind of like the Oscars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hope to be done by 4, but...
Yeah, you know how that
this
goes.
This is the longest show, the longest one ever.
Oh.
There's 11...
Oh, because there's 11 people.
There's 11 things, and then 11 groups performing. Then after that, we go back to Mary's for the official, unofficial...
Show after show.
After show with receptions.
Hosted by...
the Out-of-Towners.
COH, I think. No?
No, it's the Out-of-Towners is supposed to be the show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is that. They put it on, they do the receptions.
Oh.
It's kind of like, you know, everything about Louis is you welcoming the outsiders,
mm-hmm.
the visitors from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically it's this kind of turnaround show at the end where they thank us by doing the final part. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and the after show is at 4:00 at Mary's. 4:00 at Mary's.
More-ish than 4.
Yeah.
All right, let's get these people on.
Yeah, we've got Theater Suburbia here tonight because these folks have a brand new old play that
brand new
they're going to talk about. Yeah, and I'm going to take your chair. so they can see me.
Do you guys really want to see him?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Ha!
Suck ups.
Well, you don't have to take the headphones. It's good. I need to go fix my water mini bottle.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's hot in here.
Yeah, it is
hot
in here.
We made our pledge. We could have gotten air conditioning.
Yeah, well. We didn't
send
make
in
ours,
your pledges.
So, yes, please. So, who have we got? Doris!
Jimmy.
How are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm great.
You're looking great.
Thank you.
Gaining weight and working out?
Yes, I am.
You're almost human looking again.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well,
but
okay.
Okay. What's the new play? New old play?
It's called Bull in a China Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the cast is here tonight. A couple of them couldn't. Our little old ladies couldn't make it.
Aww.
So we've got our stage manager reading in one of the parts.
Okay.
It opened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Runs through March the 24th. Friday and Saturdays at 8:30.
So we've got plenty of time to see it, but don't wait too long.
On March the 11th and the 18th at 3 p.m.
Okay, March 11th and the 18th.
At 3 p.m.
Okay.
And, of course, they can call for reservations 24 hours a day, 713-682-3525.
That's right. Now, the Bull in the China Shop is kind of an older play, isn't it?
Right. It's been around for a while. It's kind of a comedy mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It's about six little old ladies that fall madly in love with a homicide detective across the street. And finally figure out the only way they can get him to come over is somebody has to die. So, you know, they sort of eliminate each other every now and then.
Okay.
Anyway, would you like to meet some of the cast?
I would indeed. I would indeed.
Okay.
Who have we got from your left?
Danny Blurs, and I play Jane Rogers, the Snoopy detective. Or reporter.
Reporter.
Trying to seduce the detective.
Ah. Ah. Big difference. Okay.
I'm Violet Birchall, and I'm stage manager. And I'm reading the part of Amantha tonight.
Okay.
And I'm Barbara Hartman. I play the part of Lucy.
I'm Marcus Callahan. I'm the tech, and I play one of the stretcher bearers.
Okay.
I'm Carolyn Montgomery, and I play Miss Hildegard Hodge, who owns the boarding house.
Ah.
Dan Corrigan, I'm singleless Sagittarius.
There he goes again.
You're also on a gay show.
And he lies a lot.
I play Kramer, second class detective.
I'm Glenn Dodson. I'm married, but there's women after me anyway.
All the time,
Jason. He lies a lot, too.
Only on stage.
I play Detective O'Finn. Detective first class. Like I said, all the women are after me.
Are you the one that they're all hot for?
They're all kind of blind. They can't see too well.
Okay,
it's a play. We pretend.
I'm looking at Glenn.
What's that?
I'm looking at Glenn, and I'm looking at the guy next to you, and I'm going, they're hot for you?
Jimmy, no. This is radio, dude. People can't see that. And it's called acting.
Yeah.
I'm Marilyn Faulkner, and I play Miss Birdie.
Miss Birdie?
And I'm Elvin, and I don't.
Play Miss Birdie.
No.
Every once in a while he has to say something and take somebody's place.
Ah, okay.
He's also the president of the theater.
And he's the one who never likes to talk on mic.
That's right.
That would be him.
That would be him.
Uh-huh.
So let's have a couple of, you have a scene or two that you want to do?
We'll read a little something.
Okay. Wet our appetites.
Detective O'Finn.
Do you want to know anything else about the scene? Or?
No, I just want you to read.
I thought we were starting on page 36.
Me name is Dennis O'Finn. Ah, that's a familiar name to you, isn't it? You've seen it in the papers. Well, I'm here to tell you it was all a pack of lies. Well, no, maybe not all of it was lies exactly. There were a few murders, but there was a great misunderstanding about me part in it. As you can well see, I'm not nearly as handsome and charming as the newspaper stories made out. I'm just an ordinary Irish cop. O'Finn, plainclothes detective first class attached to homicide division. And I'm 40 years old, for heaven's sake, and a bachelor besides. So I couldn't have gone on being a bachelor for 40 years if I were so handsome and charming, now could I? Well, now, you can see for yourself. The whole thing probably started with a scene that looked something like this.
Nettie, dear, this is all I could find. But you always did look good in lavender.
I have these earrings that Herbert gave me 40 years ago. But I wonder, maybe I should save them for myself.
Lucy, you're so morbid.
Well, I don't feel too safe in this house these days.
You could move if you're frightened.
Oh, that's what you'd like me to do, isn't it? So you who'd be left could have Mr. O'Finn all to yourselves. Well, I'm staying. I'll take my chances. Here you are, Nettie. I hope you appreciate this.
I really don't have anything to give her. My pearls were all I had. But do you think it would be proper? It isn't very expensive, but she liked it. She used to steal it from me sometimes. But besides looking nice, I think Nettie ought to smell nice.
Are we all ready? Mr. O'Finn should be here any minute now. Oh, Nettie does look pretty, doesn't she?
Best she's looked for 20 years. You know, even though she's dead, she seems to sense that Mr. O'Finn is coming. You see her face? She's smiling.
Well, what is it this time? Or maybe I should say, who is it?
Our dear Nettie. Nettie Norton. She's dead. Over there on the sofa.
The usual place, huh?
We think they're more comfortable on the sofa.
Well, she's dead, all right.
Well, of course, we knew that.
This is what your strategy led to.
What are you talking about?
They staged one murder to get you here, but you want to stay long enough to please them. So now we got another murder.
But we don't know yet whether it's murder.
Oh, let's don't pretend, Dennis boy. You've been the motivation for another crime. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Okay, let's have the story. I suppose she was drinking tea.
Oh, no, we haven't been drinking tea lately. That is, unless we all sit down and drink it together, so we can watch each other. We're being too scared.
After all, Mr. O'Finn, you left us here at the mercy of a murderess. No wonder we were scared.
Now look here, don't try and blame this on me. And let me warn you about one thing. Everything's business from here on. We'll have no more tea parties. From now on, we're going to treat you rough.
We're going to be treated rough. I just can't wait. What are you going to do, Mr. O'Finn?
I know what I want him to do with me. I want to sit in the chair with a bright light in my eyes and get the third degree.
Stop it. I told you there wasn't going to be any nonsense this time. Now let's get down to business. Who discovered the body?
I did.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, it was just about time to have our afternoon tea. We were going to drink it together, of course. I was carrying the tray in here from the kitchen, and when I found the body, I was so surprised I dropped the tray. There it is over there. You see, I didn't touch anything. We know how to act now when there's been a murder.
Oh, I see that.
I broke all the dishes, too.
I happen to remember, Miss Hildegard, how valuable your dishes were to you. So you really must have been surprised when you broke all those dishes.
Oh, I was, indeed.
But why were you so surprised when you've been telling me all this time that you knew there was a murderer in this house and you needed police protection?
It isn't every day I stumble across a corpse in my parlor.
No, not every day, but it's been frequent lately. Now, where were the rest of you when Miss Hildegard discovered the body?
We were all upstairs. I was having my beauty treatment, my mud pack.
That old mud pack. It's a waste of time.
It is not. It's been taking the lines out of my face. I look 10 years younger.
That still leaves you 17.
Hush, Lucy. Mr. O'Finn, she's lying to you about my age. I hope you don't believe her.
I don't know what to believe at this point. Now, let's stick to the subject. You say you were all upstairs.
Yes, we heard Hildegard scream and the crash of dishes. I said to myself right then, I bet I know what it is. There were Lucy and Bertie across the hall, and it was definitely Hildegard's scream. So I said to myself, I bet Nettie has been murdered. And sure enough.
Naturally, you all ran downstairs.
Oh, yes. Nettie was lying right beside the sofa, so it wasn't hard to pick her up and put her where she'd be more comfortable.
And you kind of dressed her up, like you did the other one.
Sure, O'Finn. For you, naturally.
Kramer, Can't you find anything to do besides making smart remarks? Why don't you pick up those broken dishes?
Okay, okay.
How do you like the perfume Nettie is wearing?
You mean you put perfume on her after...
Well, it was her last chance, and this is quite an occasion for her.
That'll be the stretcher boys. Come in, lads. You'll find the merchandise right where you did the last time.
You mean you got another one?
What's going on, O'Finn? This is getting to be our regular Tuesday stop.
Cut the comedy. Just pick up the stiff, will you?
Bye, Nettie.
Goodbye, oh. Nettie. Take care of yourself.
She's still smiling. I don't think she minded at all.
Nettie was always a good sport.
Hi, O'Finn. Anything for me to do?
Hello, Johnson. Just hang around a minute, will you? Now, ladies, a couple more questions. Whenever there's been a murder in this house, you all seem to know quite a few details about it before the police do. Now, tell me, how do you think she was murdered?
Oh, she was poisoned. How else?
What makes you think that?
You took away our rat poison, Mr. O'Finn, but I had to buy some more. So, it was probably arsenic again.
But you said you didn't drink tea anymore.
Oh, I don't think it was the tea this time. In fact, Nettie was more afraid than anybody else. So she didn't drink tea at all. Not even when we were all together.
What did she drink?
Buttermilk.
Johnson, go out into the kitchen and see if you can pick up any clear prints on any buttermilk bottles or on that package of rat poison.
Buttermilk and rat poison coming right up.
I have no doubt she was poisoned. And the prints will probably prove who did it. Now, does the guilty party want to confess and save us some trouble? Okay, I should have known you wouldn't. Then can anybody give me any information which would lead to solving the murder? Okay, I see it's going to be just like last time. Well, let me remind you of something. You said there was a murderer in this house. You said you were all frightened. We've seen the killer strike a second time. Don't you realize the danger you're in? If you hold back information, you may be letting the killer remain free that much longer. Maybe just long enough to strike a third time.
Mr. O'Finn is right. We're all in danger.
Do you have any clues, Birdie?
I wish I did, but I don't.
Well, can't anybody tell me anything? All right. You asked for it. I'll tell you something. The captain down at headquarters is going to find it very strange that there have been two murders in the same house. And if they're not solved, he's going to blame me. He'll have me back in uniform and pounding a beat. And with these feet of mine, not what they used to be at all. So you see, ladies, this is pretty important to me. It means me job. I've got to find out who's been spiking the tin and the buttermilk around here. So I'm not going to leave this place until I do.
Oh, wonderful. Mr. O'Finn is going to stay.
He's going to live here?
Do you think that's quite proper, though? We've always had just lady boarders.
It's up to me to say what's proper in this house.
Oh, please let him stay, Hildegard. There are two rooms vacant now, Elizabeth's and Nettie's. He could have his choice.
Oh, just imagine. Mr. O'Finn for breakfast and dinner every day. And on his days off.
Ladies,
he besides.
Ladies, please.
He'd have to pay board and room just like everybody else. In fact, he'd have to pay twice as much. He'd eat twice as much as any of us, you know.
Oh, Hildegard, you're so mercenary.
I have to be. I've lost two boarders, remember? And I didn't invite you people into my house because I like your company.
Well, if Mr. O'Finn can't pay his board, we'll all chip in.
Ladies, stop it. Let me get a word in. I didn't say I was going to move in.
Say, you know something, O'Finn? There's one thing for sure. If you moved in, there wouldn't be any more murders here. There wouldn't have to be.
Well, once and for all, I'm not moving in. I just said I was going to stay here until I solve these two murders.
But, Mr. O'Finn, that may take a long time. You haven't found out any clues at all yet.
Don't worry. I'll find some. Hey, Johnson, you through in there?
Got a few prints, O'Finn. Can't tell right off whether they belong to just one person or to more than one, but
all
I do
right.
have some prints.
All right. Then I want you to take the prints of all these ladies here.
All right, ladies, who's first?
Me, I'm first. How dare you, young man? What do you think you're doing?
Lady, I have to do this. I have to take each finger and ink it, and then roll it on the paper to make sure we get a complete print.
Can't I do it myself?
We've got to make sure it's done right.
But, young man, you're holding my hand.
Lady, don't worry. That's as far as I'm going to go. I promise not to squeeze it.
You ought to be glad, Bertie. How long has it been since a man held your hand?
Never you mind how long it's been. By the way, Mr. O'Finn, do you know how to take fingerprints?
Sure he does. In fact, he's very good at it. Dennis, why don't you take the lady's fingerprints? That's what they're hinting.
Kramer, you keep out of this.
Oh, please, Mr. O'Finn. We'd much rather have you do it.
Mr. O'Finn, this man has gotten my fingers all black.
It can be washed. All right, who's next? Miss Amantha, it's your turn.
Mr. O'Finn, you're just being stubborn.
That's right. I'm a stubborn man.
That's not stubbornness. It's strength of character. My Herbert had strength of character.
Lucy, I can't understand why you still admire Herbert. Strength of character, indeed. He left you, didn't he?
That's right. He got away. I was the stubborn one. Oh. The way I chased that man and the way he resisted me, that was real strength of character.
Ladies, let's get down to business. Now, we'll analyze the buttermilk at the lab to make sure whether there was arsenic in it. And, of course, we'll make sure that what Miss Nettie died of. But meanwhile, I think we can assume it was arsenic poisoning, and the arsenic was in the buttermilk. Now, did anybody else besides Miss Nettie drink buttermilk?
Nobody else. It wasn't furnished with the regular board. She always bought it herself at the grocery store.
Then the murderer knew who was going to be murdered.
Must have. But it was Nettie's own fault. She should have known better than to drink the buttermilk. It's awfully easy to put a white powder like rat poison into buttermilk.
But poor Nettie wasn't very bright. It's your turn to be fingerprinted, Lucy.
Now, see here, young man. I don't want to get my hands all soiled.
There's no other way of doing it, ma'am.
Miss Lucy, please cooperate.
Well, all right, Mr. O'Finn. If you say so.
Now let's continue. So the murderer knew that it would be Miss Nettie who would be poisoned when she put the rat poison in the buttermilk. But why did she want to poison Miss Nettie?
Oh, Finn, you're going around in circles. You know the answer to that question, and you'll get nowhere asking it. We know the motive, man, and there's no use pretending there's any other motive.
Shut up, Kramer.
I won't shut up. It's obvious to me Miss Nettie was killed for one reason. There had to be another murder to get you back in the house, O'Finn. And Miss Nettie was a handy victim simply because it's easy to slip rat poison to something like buttermilk.
Oh, that's very clever.
But Mr. O'Finn should have thought of it.
Mr. O'Finn would have thought of it, except he's trying to pretend to himself that these murders have been happening for a different reason than the real reason. O'Finn, my boy, you're in a spot.
I'm not denying that.
I can see it all now. Here we have two murders that can't be solved. We know the motivation, but the same motivation applies to all the suspects. So you know what's going to happen? We'll keep on having murders. Three more murders, till we're down to just one of you ladies left alive. And then we'll have the guilty one, O'Finn. That's the only way to solve this case.
Oh, dear.
That's the way it is, ladies. The great O'Finn is stumped.
Mr. O'Finn, we were all thinking you were a smart detective.
I'd give you a hint, Mr. O'Finn, if I had one.
And I'd confess if I had anything to confess.
Look, I don't want pity from any of you. Now let's get on with the fingerprinting. Miss Hildegard, it's your turn. And do be quiet, Kramer. Police work is scientific these days. Science will lick this problem.
Science will never lick these ladies, O'Finn.
Come on now, Mr. O'Finn. Think hard. We're all on your side. Young man, watch what you're doing. Please. You pinched me.
Beg your pardon, ma'am, but you've got to hold still.
Oh. Hey, O'Finn, come here a minute. Here's something kind of funny.
What's on your mind?
I've been playing around with these broken dishes. Remember the landlady said she was coming in with a tea tray when she discovered the body? And she was so surprised she dropped everything? Well, I've been piecing all these dishes together, just out of curiosity, kind of. And there's a funny thing. I can't find handles for any of the cups.
No handles?
Not a one.
Do you think it means anything?
How do I know? You're the smart detective. Maybe it's a clue, maybe it isn't.
Well, if it's a clue, it's the first one. I guess we shouldn't be proud. Ladies, Mr. Kramer's discovered an odd thing. He's been examining the dishes that Miss Hildegard dropped and broke. He's been trying to put them back together, and there are no handles for the cups.
Is that a clue, Mr. O'Finn?
I don't know. But now, Miss Hildegard said she didn't touch anything. Said she left everything as it was for the police. Now, what about the rest of you? Did anybody else touch those broken dishes?
Certainly not.
Not me.
Why should we touch the broken dishes?
That's what I'm going to find out. Who meddled with the broken dishes? Why they did it? And where are the missing cup handles?
Oh, we do have a clue. This is exciting.
Mr. O'Finn, we'll all help you look.
No, you don't. We'll do our own looking.
Dennis, I was down at your precinct looking for you, and the desk sergeant said you were at 909 Sycamore. Oh, there are only four left. Has there been another murder?
Brilliant deduction. There's been another murder, all right.
Which one this time? Oh, it doesn't matter. They were all alike.
Now, see here, you young hussy.
Take it easy, Grandma.
I am not a grandmother.
Oh, that's right. You never got a husband, did you?
Jane, be quiet. You needn't be so nasty to these ladies.
Still defending them, Dennis? Even after another murder?
I just don't like you to be insulting them, that's all.
Because they're somebody's mothers. They're just a bunch of old maids.
Jane, I'm warning you.
I'm warning you, Dennis, dear. Now, why, I wonder, was there another murder? I think I can guess. We told them, didn't we, that the first homicide was probably an accident. And then you said you were going to stay away from the house. Because maybe it had been an accident, and the ladies were just dramatizing it so they could have the company of the big, handsome policeman. But then your little scheme of ignoring them backfired, didn't it? They didn't want to be ignored. So they committed another murder to make you come back. My, my. The behind-the-scenes story possibilities of this get better all the time.
Jane, we've already discussed this.
Yes, we've discussed this, but not very satisfactorily. And besides, the story gets better all the time.
Say, O'Finn, I've got all the prints, haven't I? Can I go now?
Sure. Go ahead. Get me the results as quick as you can.
So we're taking fingerprints now. Getting very scientific. I presume that you haven't solved the case yet.
No, I haven't solved it.
More and more interesting. Now, I wonder how you're going to keep this out of my paper. It's a story that's just crying to be printed.
Jane, we agreed.
It wasn't a very satisfactory agreement. And after we agreed, you stood me up twice in 1 week. But anyway, now that the story has gotten better, the price of silence is going up.
How can you do this to me? You know how they'd take this story in the department. I'd be ruined.
So you've got to solve two problems. Who killed the old ladies? And how to keep the motivation for the murders quiet.
I'm working on the first problem, can't you see? And you're interrupting me. And we'll have to discuss the second problem in private.
You're stalling, just like you did last time. The story's hot. It can't wait.
Come on in the kitchen a minute, will you?
Just you and me? How exciting. Of course I'll go out in the kitchen.
Okay.
I want to hear what happens in the kitchen.
And you got to come sit to find out who really did the murder. Anyway, once again, 713-682-3525 for reservations. You can also go to our website, www.theatersuburbia.com. And as usual, if you tell us you've heard it on KPFT, you can get two for the price of one.
Oh, yeah, the old two-for-one deal.
Two-for-one, yeah.
Yes. Be a real cheap date, yes.
Yeah, right.
Cheap date.
Yes, because tickets are like $10, right?
Oh, well, we had to go up this year.
Okay, what
are
they?
10 on Sunday, 11 for seniors, and 12 for regulars on Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
Still the best bargain in town.
Still the best bargain in town, yeah. Not that much more than
There's
a movie.
There's also a discount on my autograph pictures.
Oh.
Yeah. Lord. Don't believe anything, Dan.
No.
He's a lawyer.
From $10 down to $6.
He's a lawyer.
Would those be the pictures of your cupcakes?
Would these be the clothed or unclothed ones? Yes.
Clothed or unclothed. Unclothed.
You have to buy one to see one.
Anyway, we run through March the 24th.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you once again for letting us come by.
You bet.
And when are you going to come see the show?
Soon.
And where's Miss Judy tonight?
Miss Judy is home because we both have to get up early tomorrow. We've got a show going on at, like, noon. So I'm going to be not very pretty come noontime.
Well, so what's new?
Hey.
And Bunny, Barbara here, who is in this show, is directing our next one.
Oh, really?
So if you have us back then, you'll be seeing her again.
Oh, good.
We audition tomorrow afternoon at 2 and Monday at 7.
That wants to act, come on out.
What type of people do you need?
All kinds.
And what's the name of the show?
If they can walk and talk, we'll take them.
Five bodies.
It's called Take Away the Lady. It's an English mystery thriller.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Elvin, the person that doesn't like to talk, he's doing the one after that.
Is he
now?
So,
you know.
So we're going to have to make him talk.
He'll have to talk, yeah.
Okay.
That's the one thing.
What, you didn't talk about the website.
www.
Theatra Suburbia.
Was spelled R-E, Suburbia.
.com. I always get that. I always think of you being an org.
No,
you're
different.
A com. Okay.
You know, we're weird.
TheaterSuburbia.com.
We're an org, all right.
Thanks
and
for being
group,
here.
Trust me, the six ladies that are in the show, I think I typecast them.
Absolutely. It just sounds
me,
so...
Trust me, they are those six ladies.
It sounds like a fun show.
Not true.
We've been having a good time.
They're fantastic, Jimmy.
It's called acting.
If they weren't fantastic, they wouldn't be chasing me.
Oh, Lord.
And thank God this is radio and they can't see him, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you for being here, and good luck with the show, and I'll be there to see it.
Okay.
You bet. And now a little something from Cub 65, or as he is called in Germany, Coop 65, Red.
Wrists and ankles, loosely bound, laying in a sling, you know you're heaven bound. I grease you up with a rough loving hand. I'm gonna take you to the promised land. Lock and swing in a chair. Twins.
I thought that was kind of an interesting mix of three songs there. Nunez with Cry Mercy. And before that, Scissor Sisters. I don't feel like dancing. And we started that off with Cub 65 from Hanky Panky CD. And that was Red. Of course, my two favorite on there is Red and Yellow. And I was talking to him. His name is Robert Tichy. He,
with his new title. He's no longer Boy Robert.
That's right.
He's Daddy Bear Robert.
Daddy Bear Robert. And he's got a lot of music that he's done, he did 20 years ago, that he's going to get together and get on CDs for us, as well as a new CD coming out in the next few months. He's working on that, so we'll have new music by him. He told an interesting story about, I saw him the other night at Louis over at Mary's Friday night, and he was talking about going to Europe, and he walked into a bar in Germany, and there on the wall was like this giant, you know, 8 foot tall, blown up cover of one of his CDs.
Oh.
And they played him a lot there. And he walked in, and the bartender looked at him and turned and looked at this poster and looked at him and said, Coob! Because they referred to him as Coob 65 in Germany. And,
I love showing him pictures of the artist who he's talking about.
Yes, the DJ immediately just put on Hanky Panky and just let it run beginning to end. Oh, yes. Yes, that's him. That's him.
Why are you looking at his face?
He has several videos out, too, that I've seen that are quite nice.
Yeah. Just tease him about the fact of he's not allowed at a pool tournament.
How rude. That'll get back to him.
I tell it to his face.
People listen to this show and they talk to him and tell him when we play his music.
I tell him to his face. I've asked him. I said, you're not allowed at pool tournaments. And he says, it's just a little game of strip pool.
Yeah, I see. Yes.
It's not the corner pocket where he puts it.
He is very talented in so many different ways.
Yeah, see, I was going to give him a pin.
Yes.
But he already received a friendship pin, so. One of the other guys jumped on those faster.
Oh, well.
But, you know, Louis is a... You didn't know this part here.
Okay.
Elizabeth left marks.
What?
Elizabeth left marks.
On you?
Yes.
Well, you know, when you...
I know, when I agree...
When you volunteer to be whipped by a dominatrix, why are you surprised that there are marks left?
Only some... The majority of them weren't there the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Were there this morning. Here's the story. It was over at Mary's, and, you know, I guess GCAM's reception caught up to me later on.
Yes.
And, well, when you have six or seven of those things, it does sneak up on you.
Well, actually, it was quite flavorful. It was, and it was extremely simple. It was Kool-Aid and vodka. But you didn't taste the vodka in it, did you?
No.
That's because there's so much sugar with the Kool-Aid.
But she had Elizabeth from the Whips had a new toy,
mm-hmm.
and they were showing it off.
She always has a new toy.
And some other person was using it, and mm-hmm. he was looking at the design of it, and mm-hmm. he figured that it was, the way the whip was designed, it was to be kind of curl around so it's supposed to smack a nipple.
Oh, I see. When you're faced and when you have your back towards the person.
Yeah, so I volunteered for some reason.
Did you now?
Took off my leather vest and volunteered. Next thing I know, I'm grabbing hold of a couple of tree limbs. And then Elizabeth took over.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes working with a bigger person because there's more padding to work with, so she can be a little
rougher.
A little rougher. And this morning I woke up and I look in the mirror and I'm going, stretch marks? I don't remember seeing stretch marks there before. I looked a little closer. They were welts.
Imagine that.
Yeah, still some lines there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I see.
Mm-hmm. The teeth marks are from tonight.
I see. Goodness.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM.
But then we're talking about Louie, Let Us Entertain You Week. Yeah. And that's going on right now, culminating tomorrow at Rich's at noon with breakfast, and then at 1 o'clock with the show of shows, which... if you don't do anything else for Louie, you know, you should go to the show of shows because it is just incredible. The imagination and the talent that is on that stage in that, what, 2 hours or 2.5 hours?
It's more.
It's just incredible.
You've got 11 clubs.
Well,
with
yes.
10 minutes, and then there's the commercials between them.
Yes, and then there's Bob that has to thank everybody from, you know, everybody who walks in the door is
Bob. Bob.
Yes. Yeah. So there is that, and. But, you know, there's some other things going on in the community that, we usually open the show and talk about things going on in the community, but Theater Suburbia was here tonight, and I wanted to get them on first.
Get them on, get them off.
Well.
Oh.
Yeah. But,
since they're not here, and in case they're listening, hey, I had pins, and you didn't bring any of the cute guys for me to pin.
What do you mean?
Do I need to do my Eggman joke on
no,
the air?
No, 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 no. Well, I thought there were a couple of really hot men there from Theater Suburbia, to tell you the truth. But
yes, but I'm an ageist, remember?
Yes, I know. I know. Anyway, if you can't make it over to Rich's for that show, and you may want breakfast a little bit earlier, you can always go to Mary's, because ICOH will be serving breakfast at Mary's at 10 o'clock. That allows a bar to open at 10 rather than at noon. They serve
breakfast.
They
can open at 10. They just can't serve booze.
Well, they can open at 10. They can open at 10, yeah. But you have to buy breakfast in order to get a drink.
Yeah, Mary's is a little scary sober, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
Sober and then in the daylight? Come on.
Well, they did clean it up in there and paint it and stuff like that, so it's not as scary as it used to be.
We just went through Louie there. It's
well, that's true. Yeah, they probably haven't had a chance to clean up. but most of that is in the back 40, and you'll be in the front bar anyway. So, hearty breakfast this morning starting at 10 o'clock. And buses will be running from Mary's naturally to Rich's during this time. The menu will include lox and bagels. Yes, Mark Cohen is Mark Cohen from ICOH is supplying lox and bagels.
It wasn't very kosher what he was wearing on Friday.
It pleased me.
You were a kid in a flippin' candy store.
Well, of course I was.
God.
And I was just looking and drooling. There's lots of stuff going on that I would like to get into, but, you know.
Well, if you get Judy to open up her coin purse and get you guys some pins.
Actually, I had ICOH pins.
Oh, that's right. You're in a group.
Yeah. The menu blocks and bagels, breakfast casserole. With eggs, sausage, potato, cheese, and sweet peppers, waffles, bacon, assorted Danish. And the cost is $3 per plate or $5 all you can eat. And all proceeds will benefit the Legacy Community Health Drug Assistance Program, with 15% going to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund. Okay, then...
Hold on.
Yes?
Time out here. a fundraiser
uh-huh.
to assist people with drug problems involves serving food so a bar can serve drinks 2 hours early.
Yes.
Am I the only one who sees irony?
The drug assistance program is not what you think it is.
Oh, they get them drugs?
They don't help you to get drugs, no. Well, actually, they do. This is part of the old... oh, God, what was the name of that? The group that merged with Legacy. These are the folks that help pay for your... insurance.
Oh, okay.
Your health insurance, if, you know, so you can continue to get the drugs you need for HIV.
I'm sorry, I was, you know,
yeah.
Standard mode is always rehab, so I...
No. This is for HIV drugs. And 15% goes to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund, which is to help out people who are not affected by HIV. So, you know, because there's so many programs in the community for HIV people
uh-huh.
that there's so few for folks who don't have HIV.
Don't put your
and
non-ass
still have
on
problems.
I was trying not to.
I see.
Although, you know, with all the pins I have in the pockets, you'd finally get pricked.
Ooh. And, of course, Monday night is Montana's movie night at Mary's. They always have some gay film, gay or gay content or gay appeal. And they serve hot dogs and Frito pie and stuff like that. And this Wednesday night, the weekly jukebox show, it's called It's a Gay Life, and it's hosted by Judy Reeves and me. Imperial Prince and Imperial Princess are hosting the jukebox show, and instead of people lip-syncing to music on the jukebox, I'm going to be playing music that we play here on After Hours, openly gay music.
Oh, so it's music nobody heard of.
That's right. So
there'll be lots of peas and carrots.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's part of what the jukebox show is about anyway. I mean, you get somebody, you put them on stage, and then you just hit any button, any two buttons on the jukebox, and you have to lip-sync what the song is. So this is going to be music with gay content.
This is going.
We're going to talk about same sex. You know, we're not going to be talking about some man singing about loving a woman. It's going to be a man singing about loving a man.
Harsh.
Right. So
me and Bobby McGee will be sung by a man.
No. Nothing like that.
You're not going to go that tight.
What's wrong with me and Bobby and McGee being sung by a man?
Well, that's fine, except I don't know any gay artists who has done it.
Oh, there's got to be.
Well, I don't know of any. We've got Jeff Krasner, who did a cover of Son of a Preacher Man.
This is true.
Which will probably be in the repertoire. Of course, Jay Spears, I Like Mike, and a couple of others will be in the mix.
Some lesbian has had to have sing Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
Yes, Frank did that. Remember her?
You lovely
P-H-R-A-N-C, Frank, the folk singer.
Her parents just decided they wanted extra letters or something?
I think she renamed herself.
Oh.
Duh.
You know, a literacy class would probably help her out for a year. She's hooked on phonics.
There you go. She was very popular when K.D. Lang first appeared on the scene. So that's
She's
been about what, 10
when
years.
K.D. was straight.
She was never straight.
I thought she was straight for a little while and then came out.
No, she was.
K.D. Lang most certainly was. She was a country music star.
She was a country music star, but she didn't talk about her sexuality. She never said she was straight. She just didn't say she was a lesbian.
Hold on. I think the White House is calling for you.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. The way you're playing that around there. Because I didn't say, you know.
No, well.
That was almost better spin than the press secretary at the White House.
Thank you. Thank you very little. Now, for the month of March, ICOH has been doing something very special on their week, on their weekly jukebox shows, which will be held every Wednesday night. It's called the Silver Loving Spoon Fest Talent Contest, and that's a benefit for the Earthquake Silver Spoon Scholarship Fund at Mary's, naturally. Preliminary contests begin March 7th and continue each Wednesday until the final round of judging on March 28th. And March the 7th prize will be a silver iced tea, will be silver iced teaspoons. March 14th will be a silver and crystal champagne flutes. And the 21st will be a silver wine bucket. And then whoever wins the grand prize gets a Reed and Barton silver tea service valued at $800.
Ooh.
Each performer will bring two numbers from yodeling to drag. Tapping, rapping, juggling, staged, singing on one or multiple keys, animal acts, PETA approved, of course.
Multiple keys?
Yeah, one or multiple keys, you know, whatever. It's whatever talent you think you have that you can perform in public. In a bar.
In a bar.
When it's not Louie.
Yes, performances will be judged on talent, presentation, and audience enthusiasm. The winner each week will be invited back for the finals on March 28th. And so that's going to be kind of fun. That's something different than they're doing for the jukebox shows in the month of March for ICOH. And
it's almost March.
Yeah. Well, it will be next week. Sometime.
Sometime, yes.
Yes.
Sometime towards the end.
And, well, don't forget that on Tuesday, February 27th, it's a very special night, from 8 to 12 p.m. at Chance's Bar, Cheryl Swoops will be there and has chosen Assisters as a beneficiary for an evening with Cheryl Swoops. Please join Cheryl and Chance's in this first evening of laughter, dance, and song. This kickoff celebration is a preview for talent shows to promote women in comedy, dance, and singing in our great city of Houston. There will be a $5 cover charge. Part of the proceeds will go to Assisters. Dress code will be enforced. Now, we're talking Chance's, so what kind of dress code are we talking about?
We discussed
about?
This last week.
I know. You said flannel shirts.
Flannel shirt, Birkenstock.
But what about women who wear lipstick normally? They're not going to want to wear flannel shirts.
You can wear lipstick with flannel shirts.
Let's call them up.
When you're wiping your drink off your face, you could hide the lipstick.
Well, the fire department will be there. He can wash off the lipstick.
Yeah.
The what?
The fire department will still be there, so they can.
The fire department.
Yeah.
The fish fry.
Stop. don't go there.
Can't help but have a fish fry.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Let's see. What else is going on? This week at the Houston GLBT Community Center, AIDS Foundation Houston holds Positive Opinion Leaders Meeting at the Community Center on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Bunnies on the Bayou meets at the Community Center on Tuesday, 6 p.m. For more information, dubcubed.bunnies.org. Montrose Softball League meets at the Community Center on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Dubcubed.montrosesoftballleague.com. The Houston Department of Health and Human Services hosts a forum as part of the Bureau of HIV-STD Prevention. HIV, It's Real campaign at the Community Center on Thursday at 6:30. Binet Houston holds its monthly movie night social at the Community Center on Saturday at 6 p.m. And check the new and improved Community Center calendar at dubcubed.houstonglbtcommunitycenter.org. And looking ahead, GLBT night at Hollywood in March. The monthly informal dinners hosted by the Community Center continue on the second Tuesday of the month at the new home of Hollywood Vietnamese and Chinese, 2409 Montrose Boulevard. The second dinner of the new year is on Tuesday, March the 13th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. As always, we will give away door prizes donated by Outsmart. You don't have to RSVP if you plan to attend, but we always appreciate a heads up so we can make sure we reserve enough space. Montrose Softball League opening day is at March 18th, and that's the opening day for their spring season. The ceremonies and games will take place at the Slow Pitch City Softball Park in North Houston near Beltway 8. The Community Center is one of the beneficiaries of MSL fundraising activities this year. For details, see wcube.montrosesoftballleague.com. And the Poetry Month event, poet and entertainer Aaron Coleman will host the Poetry Spoken Word event presented at the Community Center in April to mark Poetry Month. Look for details on date and location. They hope to have Queer Bingo returning soon. They've had problems with the state on that. Oh.
State.
You have to have a license to do...
They have their license. I mean, they have their... They're okay. They just... I don't know. There's some technicality that's stopping them from continuing it. Excuse me. GLBT... Now, at the Montrose Counseling Center, GLBT Sexual Assault Prevention Focus Group. What would a world without sexual violence look like? Like Mary's Friday night. There would be less substance abuse, homelessness, domestic violence, bias, hate crime, suicide, sexual orientation, gender stigmas, sexism, child abuse, victims turned predators, school dropouts, teen homelessness, health issues, depression, on and on. We need your input on ways to reduce or stop sexual violence. This is happening Wednesdays from 6 to 7:15 p.m. beginning March 14th and meeting for 4 weeks at the Montrose Counseling Center, 701 Richmond Avenue. Now, this is something from the station from our friends Matt Sanzala. This is Matt Sanzala sending you a friendly reminder to go and RSVP right now for Big Daddy Kane live in concert this Monday night, February the 26th at Warehouse Live. The show is free, but you have to RSVP. RSVP at dubcubed.cion.com/live/Live Metro. Sorry. That's dubcubed.cion.com/Live Metro. He will be performing with a live band, and Jay Period will be spinning as well. There's some extremely special guests on deck, and when I say that, I mean it. You will freak out, but I can't announce it. Come party with me, please. It's free Monday night, 9 p.m. at Warehouse Live, 813 St. Emmanuel. RSVP and do it now. There, that's from Matt. He's really a cool guy. Does a show here. And let's see. You'll probably want to do this one. And the only thing else I have is what I've been saying for weeks now about the Legacy Community Health Services resale shop located at Westheimer and Commonwealth in the old Basic Brothers space.
Fabulous little shop.
It is, isn't it?
They had a whole collection of Star Trek hardcovers.
Ooh, really?
When I first went there.
I got a couple of Angel things there. Yes, I did.
You know how I am about Star Trek.
And you know how I am about angels.
Angels, yes.
Yes. And angels and naked men. And finally, somebody gave me a greeting card that has a naked man with a large angel tattooed on his back.
Ooh.
So, I mean, it was the perfect thing.
Oh, you'd have liked the guy saw the Renaissance one.
No, actually, the most more perfect thing would be an angel tattooed on his chest, but hey.
You'd have liked the guy I saw at the Renaissance Festival. He had angel wings tattooed on his entire back. Not
Ooh.
Just up on the shoulders, Steve.
Oh, all the way down?
All the way down to the waistline.
Wow. Yeah, I would like that. I would like that. Chris, you have been frantically
typing away
here on the computer.
I'm
so
not looking at...
What do you have?
Somebody's already started posting pictures of Louie, and I'm just trying to make sure there's no evidence out there.
What would you do if there were?
Buy copies? I'm just, you know, trying to make sure.
Yes.
I have a reputation to uphold.
The homo reviewer, homo pop, homo something is coming.
Wait a minute. He just said he has a reputation to uphold.
And then I brushed
Isn't
off my name.
Isn't that the reputation he has?
Yes, it is.
To uphold?
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Chris.
As I brush off my knees.
Brushing that dust off the kneecap.
Well, Jimmy wouldn't share his knee pads.
No. At my age, I can't afford to be without them.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Well,
yes.
The Homo Revolution Tour,
yes,
which we've been talking about, is coming on Good Friday, April 6th, to Club Dignity.
I love it.
128 Scott. It's going to...
Dead Lee is going to be there.
Dead One more time in English.
Yes, Dead Lee, who was actually on CNN this past week.
I read about that.
Yeah, Paul Azan did a thing on hip hop, and part of the part was on homo hop.
Mm-hmm.
So Dead Lee, Big Nug, who we played here a couple of times, Tori Fix, who we played.
Oh yeah,
Melange Lavon, Fox Giselle, which is a transgendered.
Oh.
Homo hip hop.
Okay.
And Johnny Dangerous, who I queued up because we're talking about
Oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
The Homo Revolution Tour is sponsored here in Houston by Gallo, the Gay and Lesbian Latino.
Gallo.
Gay, Lesbian, Latino organization,
mm-hmm,
and Unity in the Community.
I don't know that group at all.
No, we tried searching and couldn't find anything. They're going to be in Texas all. Of Holy Week. El Paso, April 3rd. San Antonio, April 5th. Austin, April 7th. And Dallas on April 8th. Which is... means they'll be in Dallas for Easter Sunday.
Well, isn't that sweet?
Oh, yes. So, let's go to a piece of music.
Johnny Dangerously... Dangerous, I
Dangerous.
Guess.
Dangerous. Oh, darn it. Why did I queue up a clean one? Oh, well, I guess it's too late. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
Yes, Johnny Dangerous. 2000. Not your average. Typical ass queer, slides with the curl. Big fake smile and wants the love. Hand on the hip, girl, give me a hug. Scoffing at the next man's shoulder shrug. Bougie ass queens wearing gear from 99. Got the nerve to diss as if he knew the time. And checking his own grill, but all up in mine. Hand clap, finger snapping, then switches behind. Eyebrows pluck like what the fine. Stuck up ass queen, rolling his eyes. All he talks is buff face lies. Gossipy ass girls hating on vibes. He ain't really straight, he's confused. I'm French. The same old game as lame indeed. Since you're all out, every man gotta be. But no, silly boy, it's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. Oh no, silly boy, it's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. Oh no, silly boy, it's just your fantasy. Not your average PC. Don't you put your dish on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Ain't your average PC. Don't you put your shit on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously.
positive fools up in the old Navy. If I was a frat boy, you probably use me. Quick to yell homo so very loudly. Quick to go down, but oh, not around me. Known for having girlfriends to make them look straight. Creeping in their friends' room, no one's awake. Down to meet a straight actor, set up the gate. Refer to just a hangout, don't you call it a date. Stiffing up tight in any setting with gay. Pretend like they ain't one of them, but they can't relate. Women try to change all the subject you raise. Only into sports, not fashion or play. Guys like you think your shit never stunk. Call me every name in the book, think I'm a punk. Grab a six pack out the back of your trunk. Licking on your board, your excuse I was drunk.
Not your average person. Don't you put your dish on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Ain't your average person. Don't you put your shit on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Raggedy assholes, niggas got nerve. Quick to pop slick as if you could subvert. Back in the day, them things I heard. Now you're trying to diss like I'm kicked to the curb. Stand against the wall, crusty look on your face. Keep rolling them eyes, now I'ma slap the tape. You best to back up, it's about to get messy. Now I'm forced to let you know why they call me dangerous. Sit back, your ball smells like common meat. Yeah, so wash denim, it's tapered at the bottom. Your teeth still yellow, wax all up in your ear. I feel nothing but God, and all your crusty ass queers. Sorry to bring all that side, but I had to. You idiotic norm got me so damn mad at you. I'm human, so what? I'm not about vanity. The way that you live is straight up insanity. I understand the whole philosophy. Perfect. Your case, boo, it just wasn't worth it. Why can't we as people just be happy with who we are instead of judging others by cash and cause? Survival of the fittest. Chatty Cathy's wife's closet. Cases and drag queens. And y'all who the lost it. So take it from me. Don't live artificially. I ain't your average queen. And I don't ever tend to be. Not your average PC. Ballroom boys. Work that. Pretty boy cuties. Work that shit. Hard rock thugs. Work that. Down low brothers. Work that shit. Pretty big queers. Work that. Rough leather daddies. Work that shit. Big bad boys. Work that. Jock boy studs. Work that shit. Cat boy sissies. Work that. Drag queen divas. Work that shit. Stud girl bullies. Work that. Lipstick lizzies. Work that shit. Downtown trannies. Work that. Sugar daddy daddies. Work that. East coast homos. Work that. West coast homos. Work that shit. Midwest homos. Work that. Down south homos. All my people, work that. All my family, work that. Not your average PC, so don't you put your dish on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Ain't your average PC, so don't you put your shit on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously.
Give me your hot white girl.
special when the day is sweet. In the morning light when you're already on fire. They said one of these days, without you, just another Dorian Gray. It's the power of you. Took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day. Since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner.
18 hours, and I'm feeling kind of sick, feeling somewhat strange. I remember a car, a truck or a bar. I remember a pistol cracking into my head.
Hey boy, won't you come along with me, and I'll show you how the world ends. Not with a bang, no, not with a bang, but with a wind. With the lights on, running from my waking dreams, floating round a scarecrow. Oh, it's funny, but he looks like me. He looks a lot like. Make you scared? Did I bring your daddy's fears to the surface? Or did you always dream in red? I'm gonna leave you now with one revenge, my life a flower, frozen in half bloom. With a bang, no, not with a bang, but with a ring. Hey, hey, sleeping with the lights on, running from my waking dreams, floating round a scarecrow. Oh, oh, it's funny, but he looks a lot like you and me.
baby, something crossed my mind. And I was thinking you look so fine in a velvet dress with heels and an ermine shawl. Oh, Luther, darling, heaven knows I've never put on women's clothes except for once my mother's camisole.
Here's one. Become what you've always wanted to be. Your new body awaits you at gym. Great.
Is there something wrong with your old one?
Right here. Okay. This is it. Page 37, our local gay newspaper. Laser hair removal. Prices starting at $99. Botox, collagen, Symetra, microderm abrasion, laser treatment for wrinkles, dark marks, unwanted tattoos, red faces, and broken blood vessels, mole removal, glycolic chemical peels, acne, facials, eyelid surgery, brow lift, facelift, scar revision.
Scar revision. That's interesting.
My brother, you are not your tattoos.
You are not what the ads tell you you should be.
They create your insecurities.
You are not the GAP.
Profit off of your body.
You are not the games you play behind your brother's back. My brother, you're better than that.
You're better than that.
Body you were born with, my brother. You are the soul you make yourself.
You are the soul you make yourself.
You are the body you were born with, my brother. You are the soul you make yourself.
You are the soul you make yourself.
You are the body you were born with, my brother. You are the soul you make yourself.
You are the soul you make yourself.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bother you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes, yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. I can love you.
Kiss me. Yeah, you're mine.
The prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No! I can't. It's painless and quick.
Ah! Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Ah! Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain. I won't fight you anymore.
I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
I'm behaving disgracefully.
Believe me, Mr. Spock. It was painful. In more ways than one.
Aye, sir.
Captain's log, supplement. I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
I don't know why I have not been infected.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
If you ever need a policeman, all you gotta do is holler. They're always there, right on the job. For instance, here's the best one that money can buy.
Help! Help! Help!
I'm a real policeman. Oh, and I'd love to give you the third degree. While gazing at my sexy form, with rapture you'll be stricken. Take one look at me, fellows. In me you'll find some chicken. A ruffian wants to bite me. I gave him one cold gaze. And as I rudely messed his hair, I says to him, I says, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and a sergeant she'll serve tea. Now stop that tittering, I insist, you horrid, horrid man. Because I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am. Oh, you're a large one, you are. You know, I'll walk walking down the street one day with my girlfriend by my side. She said, look at that horrible fist fight. I think I'll run and hide. But instead of feigning a juice, suppose my smelling salts I drew, and dashing mascara on my eyes, and to the fray I flew. So I says to him, you booger, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and the sergeant, she'll serve tea. Now stop the snickering, I insist, you horrid, horrid man, because I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am. You know, while cruising in my squad car last night, I came upon two lovely boys parked in a car. I'll be damned, there they are. So I shined my flashlight in the car and I says, okay, fellas, what's going on in there? One of the boys said, well, nothing, officer. We're just sitting here talking, just chewing the fat, you know? So I said, well, how long have you been parked here? He said, about an hour, sir. I said, you mean you've been parked here an hour and nothing has happened? He said, no, sir. I said, well, here, you get out and hold the flashlight. Let me in there. Well, I'll never forget my toughest arrest was a bartender big and rough. He says I wasn't a policeman. I didn't look tough enough. But did I bawl him out something terrible? Right then I called his bluff. And fluttering my kerchief in his face, I said, I've had enough. Oh, I'm so mad I could spit. So I says to him, with authority in my voice, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and the sergeant, she'll serve tea.
Wait, wait, hold everything, hold
everything. What's the matter with you?
You said three times, the sergeant, she'll serve tea.
Certainly, I said it three times.
Now, you mean the sergeant, he'll serve tea. Mm-hmm. You don't know your English.
Well, you don't know my sergeant. Now stop that snickering, I insist, you horrid, hard man, because I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I...
And now a preview of our coming attractions.
Manhole Productions presents
Derek John
and Chuck U. Farley in the South Sea Saga,
Buggery on the High Seas.
All right, tie that scurvy dog to the yard arm.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeoman Bosun.
Sir.
Read the charges.
Aye, aye, Captain. Seaman Galley. You have been charged with the heinous crime of buggery on the high sea. Eddie, mate.
I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I didn't do it. You gotta believe me. I'm innocent.
He's lying.
I am not.
You are so, you big fibber.
Look, I'm not lying, Captain.
Yes, he is, Captain. He's a big liar.
Look, you shut up or I'm going to get you.
You already did. That's why you're in trouble now.
All right, both of you, shut up.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Look, I told you to shut up.
But he's a big fibber, Captain. He's lying.
You either shut up or I'll give you what he's going to get.
And what's that?
50 lashes with a cat of nine tails.
50 lashes? He should get at least 100 for what he did to me, the big fibber,
look,
you liar, liar, liar.
That scurvy dog to the yard arm, too.
Get your hands off me. You smell like fish, you big brute.
Here, give me that whip. Hoist that dog from the yard arm.
Hey, you're hurting my wrist. Hey, this isn't funny now, you guys. Hey, come on. Oh, rip the shirt. How cliche. I suppose you have me walk the plank next
here,
or something.
Here, take this, you dog.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
God, the end of that sounded like the back patio of Mary. Shut up. What the hell's coming up next on that? I had put it on continuous. And
oh, you don't puke on me. It's all good.
Yeah. I don't want that one. Yes, no Technicolor yawns in the booth. That was a triple shot. Not of tequila, of some classic comedy that we did. That was The Queer Policeman, Buggery on the High Seas, and
the Star Trek.
Star Trek, Sodomy Spock, Spock's Sodomy Party. Oh, okay, that was that gay history rap crap. Oh, let's play another song.
That?
Yeah, that's what was going on there before I hit the button. Huh? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Chris knows his numbers.
And if you know where that song comes from, You're old.
What?
And what about all the music you played before those last three?
I wasn't writing it down.
Come on.
Oh, and look what time it is.
Just download the show and transcribe it. It's not like you got anything else to do except raise the dead if Stanley's in town.
Yeah.
And look what time it is.
And now Mark Weigel with Love Your Body As It Is.
Oh, there's a little Hedvig in there.
Sugar Daddy.
Did we do that? Oh, then there was the Bootlickers' Hot White Cum.
Mm-hmm.
HWC. And because of the line in there, the Gimme, 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 that's why I went to the Me First and the Gimme, Gimmes.
Right.
With Nothing Compares to you.
I love that version.
Yeah, I've been thinking about Sinead O'Connor a little bit lately since those pictures of Britney Spears have come out.
They do have some similarities.
Yeah, after she decided to make the valance match the curtains.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hush.
I love the excuses for it. She had lice, so in the middle of a tattoo parlor, she decided to shave her head bald.
Right.
Right. I like the other story better, that Kevin said, I'm going to snatch some of your hair and we're going to test it for whatever.
Yeah. Look at that. 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener sponsored, commercial free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. And remember, the Help Wanted sign is out.
What?
We need people who are willing to show up and do a show.
Yeah, we do. We've been talking about changing the format of the show, actually, because of the lack of we don't have really a weekly newspaper anymore. The Gem is going to come out weekly, but they don't have a lot of real news items in it yet.
They do rip and read stuff.
Yeah.
Rip and read.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what we can do.
Yeah,
we've been talking about maybe gathering news articles during the week and presenting the news articles and then talking about them.
Kind of roundtable-ish.
Yeah, kind of roundtable-ish. Seeing how that works.
That's kind of round. I wouldn't mind having it on my table.
Oh yes, okay. That's very nice. He keeps looking at these things on the computer.
I've been ordered. I'm supposed to be looking at these things.
You've been ordered?
Yeah.
Somebody orders you around?
Does this mean simply mentioned...
He has a big stick.
Oh.
I simply was saying that it seemed unusual not to be seeing the usual entertainment in the background.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's all I said.
So he took that as an order.
Apparently.
Gotcha.
And I have a very big stick.
Ooh-wee, honey.
You keep telling me that, but the proof
is in... 8 years, you still have never seen
it. No.
You're telling me he's showing you as much as he's showing me?
Proof is in the pudding, honey. Proof is in the pudding.
What's it been, about 8 years now?
At least.
Let's see. Okay, let me see if I have any other news stuff I can pull up.
Well, New Jersey becomes the third state to legalize civil unions.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but who wants to live in frickin' New Jersey?
I know. I grew up there, but I got out, you know?
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, even New Jerseyans make fun of New Jerseyites.
And two women were the first to take advantage of that.
Why is it always the women who are the first to the gate?
Because women are more relationship oriented than men.
As the old saying goes, what do two lesbians bring to a second date? A U-Haul.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or do two gay men bring to a second date? What second date?
Yeah. Exactly. Catherine Hetch, 37, of Jersey City, and her partner, Beth Achenbach,
she's got 39, married a simpler name.
Are planning a small private civil union ceremony to take advantage of a New Jersey state law giving gays and lesbians marriage rights. The New Jersey state law gives same-sex couples forming civil unions all 800 benefits and obligations that New Jersey state law grants grants to married spouses. It also prohibits discrimination against people in civil unions. However, the law confers none of the federal benefits of marriage because it can't, and is not valid in other states. You have to take what you can get when you get it, said Hetch, executive director for the Jersey City Lesbian and Gay Outreach. It's creating a second-class citizenship, which there's no reason to do, she said, noting that most people aren't familiar with the term civil union, and that can create problems with insurance, hospitals, and job applications. But it's better than nothing, and it's better than what the other 47 states have.
Which is?
Nothing.
Which is nada.
Right.
Zero.
But 800 benefits and obligations, I might add, are nothing to sneeze at.
How many states have to go through this stuff before... How many states have to go through this stuff before somebody throws this up to the Supreme Court and says, look, people,
probably
separate but equal didn't work for black people.
Right.
It shouldn't work for the rest
of us. It's got to be at least half of the states.
Good God.
Have to have civil unions before the federal government's going to take notice.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
I'll be older than you by the time that gets around to that.
Easy.
Wow, you'll be really old.
That's...
Well, it's a lot older than I am now. you'll be a sage old thing by the time that happens.
Yeah, well...
You'll be the age your husband is now.
Yeah, something like that.
He'll be dead.
Ouch!
Hush.
Unless he's lucky enough to live to 100...
And one. And actually 106, that would be.
As the color drains out of Jimmy's face.
Yeah.
on the idea of that.
No, that's right, 101. It would be 101. What?
I could just see it now. Stan will look like the... You ever seen that... What was the name of that movie? The Legacy? With the... Where the curtain... And there's that shriveled old hand with the long fingernails that comes out. It'll, you know, the patriarch of the family who's like this wizened old creature.
Thank you.
We're talking about Stan now.
I know. But
you know he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
More than your luggage.
Mm.
You should know. You use it once a year to go to...
Nope. It's been...
Although
you know, I still have the reputation of going to Hawaii every year, but it's been 3 years.
3 years, yeah. That's kind of scary.
And it doesn't look like we're going to make it this year either.
Why not?
Because it doesn't look like we're going to make it.
Okay, you're almost 60 years old.
Stop.
Because is an excuse 10-year-olds use.
Because I don't want to talk about it on the air.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hush, please be quiet.
Yeah, that gets too personal.
In Tanzania, some men are staying awake or sleeping in groups outside their homes. Others are smearing themselves with pig's oil because of sex attacks blamed on a bat demon.
What?
Reports of the demon's existence have been common for many years in Zanzibar, where the locals claim it originated.
Oh, brother.
The BBC is reporting that not many people actually believe the demon exists and have no sightings. But Mabaka Ababu, hails from Zanzibar, says the story of the demon is common there, and people in his village in Pemba Island sleep beside a huge fire outside their homes wherever it's said to appear. The story goes that the bat is able to transform himself into a man at night and has also been blamed for the rapes of women.
Mm.
An astrologer in Tanzania claims that a demon is a spirit that is unleashed by witches to torment their opponents.
Lovely.
Holy cow, Batman.
The Daily Rotten just not that good this week.
Yeah.
Although that's entertaining, to say the least.
So the worst thing is, you know, that story came from the BBC. Missouri is about ready to pass a law that says you must be 21 to buy, sell, or jerk off to porno.
What?
Apparently they want to raise the age to 21.
I don't even want to know how they're going to...
A Missouri lawmaker is sponsoring a new bill that would regulate adult business hours of operation, impose zoning restrictions, and raise the limit of patrons and employees from 18 to 21.
I was just there.
An adult arcade?
Also require adult stores to operate from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. only.
You're kidding.
Monday through Saturday, and be closed on Sundays and state holidays.
Oh, brother.
In Missouri.
Ow.
They've all, the person who's sponsoring this has sponsored several bills seeking to regulate adult businesses in the past. A proposed banning sexually suggestive billboards bearing full nudity and erotic dancing, and imposing a $5 customer fee and a 20% revenue tax for the owners.
Ooh.
Man.
Do they think Bush is still in office and people like him?
Well, it's a Republican in Missouri.
I've recently been to Missouri. I can believe almost anything about that.
Ooh.
They give a whole new meaning to buckle of the Bible Belt.
I see. I thought Texas was bad.
A cop, a camera, and high school girls, what could go wrong?
What?
Portland police officer assigned to a high school filmed female students at a school dance and basketball game and made his own Girls Gone Wild video.
Oh, my goodness.
Which included zoom-in shots of the girls' breasts and crotch areas.
Cute. Except course, they had clothes on them.
Yeah, and, of course, you know, where the downfall... Well, it doesn't matter. If they're... One of the definitions of pornography is if you are taking pictures of the genital area, whether they're exposed or not, if it's an underage person, it's considered it could be considered child pornography.
Oh, brother.
Because it's meant to titillate and excite. Let's see, NASA's announced...
Well, I bet he didn't keep his job long after that.
Hey, you think?
Here's a little Ash Wednesday story.
Oh.
Santa Fe police say an Ash Wednesday service at a cathedral was disrupted by pornographic messages from three CD players duct taped to the underside of pews.
Oh, my goodness.
They said the recordings were full of foul language and pornographic messages. The staff members removed the CD players and took them to the basement, where the bomb squad detonated two of them.
What?
Only to find out they did not have any explosives.
You think?
Why would they think they're bombs if...
You never know what could be in them.
Please, they think anything duct taped together is a bomb.
Yeah. I mean, they blew up those signs for sponsoring Adult Swim.
Aqua Tween.
There's probably going to be a bit in here about homosexuals. I know this. You know, it'll be part of the slippery slope. An incestuous German pair... Fight case. A German brother and sister who live as a couple and have four children.
Oh, goodness.
Are going to Germany's highest court to try and legalize their relationship. The 29-year-old brother has already spent more than 2 years in prison for sleeping with his sister and could be incarcerated again. They argue they're being denied the right to sexual freedom. They didn't grow up together. They were separate.
That doesn't matter.
They were separate.
It's a matter of genes, and...
You just don't need
your
sister.
If they want to create a bunch of mutant, you know, three-eyed, four-eared little brats, that's their business.
I understand that incest is not a good idea between opposite sex siblings, but... What's the big deal about same-sex siblings having sex?
Yeah.
I can pull up about 1,000 stories for you here real quick.
I know. I know there are stories, but, you know, if the whole thing about incest is the...
whole genetic...
The genetic procreation mm-hmm. thing. And if procreation is not...
Is it taken
possible,
out of the equation?
Yeah. Then what's the big idea? What's the big deal about...
Unless they've discovered some scientific breakthroughs in them that they're not telling us about.
Oh, you know, SEC board with sex.
Yeah. You know, I never have gotten any pictures in. I've not found anything of Daniel Radcliffe from Equus.
I'm so sorry.
I spent days after days.
I can imagine you have.
You know, no, I found one video that somebody had taken during it, but apparently it was during a dressed part. I mean, why the hell she put it on the internet? The camera was on her side, was on its side, and it was out of focus.
Oh,
nice.
So somebody said, oh, man, it's just like if I was there and drunk and passed out on the floor.
So, no pictures of Harry Potter's putter, huh?
No, just his butt.
Mm.
Which is cute enough.
Yeah, a couple of...
Well, you know.
Dan Radcliffe. I just suddenly remembered I hadn't checked lately.
What?
Dan Radcliffe.
Oh, my God.
Images.
You haven't checked in 3 hours, so...
I haven't been away from my computer since yesterday afternoon, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
They have
how have you survived?
I don't know.
I was having withdrawals.
They have a blue spongy thing in here.
Excuse me? A blue spongy thing?
Yeah.
What is
the
purpose?
Wind guard.
And it's round and spongy, too. It's nice.
It's a wind guard.
The guard thing.
Oh.
Kind of looks like Ernie's nose. Anyhow.
Well, of course, we all know the acid test for those things is Big Roy.
let's not
on
say
the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not talk about acid and Roy.
Oh, my. Oh, weird. Goodness.
It's got to be a fake picture.
Who, what, where?
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
That's from a magazine.
Is it interesting?
Fake.
Damn.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I mean... See this shadow in the back there? That's from the back side of the magazine article, so it was not him. Damn.
Oh, well.
Let's go to some music.
The things people
I
do
guess
with
so, since you can't find
things.
A naked picture of Doolally.
Doolally. That's nice.
Okay, a cock shot of Harry Potter. Does that work better?
Just say finding a picture of Harry Potter's magic wand.
I don't know how magic it is.
His magic wand.
Yeah.
Why don't we ask a musical question?
Why don't we? What would that be?
The musical question's been going around for, dear God, probably 27 years, almost 30 years now, probably.
Ugh. And that is...
think I'm gonna show ya.
No, you wanna boss me. If I give in to you, what's it gonna cost me? If you wanna climb, baby, jump on the fence. Make a dollar out of my 15 cents. One for the money, two for the sex. 3.5 hours later, what's next? In the kitchen, up against the door. Move just a little bit closer. Move, can you feel my body? Move, cause my temperature is rising. Move, come on, baby, make it move. Move just a little bit closer. Move, can you feel my body?
Song we dedicate to the MBBs out there. That was Super 8 Cum Shot.
with Oh Daddy. Oh Daddy. And before that was Jim Vareros with Move. I yank him out of there. And before that was Josie Cotton with Johnny, Are You Queer, Boy? And Jimmy.
What?
Oh, I didn't turn your mic on.
What?
What? Does this look familiar?
Oh, that's,
Opie!
Opie.
Oh, wait a minute. I've never actually seen this.
Uh-huh, guy.
Yes.
Merlin.
Local guy, Opie.
I know this
boy. Really sweet guy. Yeah.
Sweet kid.
Please don't see highlighted section.
Raging Ho, but okay.
Raging Ho?
Opie, if you're listening, we've seen your ad, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love them dearly, buddy.
And if not there, it's Hojo, room 111.
He is so young to be so old.
And the fact that he's the age he is a shock.
Oh.
He just seems so much
younger. He just turned 21.
22.
22?
Oh.
Nobody lies on the internet. Red hair, blue
Nobody
eyes.
Nobody lies on the internet. You're right.
Where's the top one? Yeah.
Well, we can check the records at his job. We'll know how old he really is. And if he's working.
Well, he just had a birthday party.
Yes.
At Tony's Corner Pocket.
I heard.
We announced it on the air.
Yes.
But I couldn't make it, and I apologized to him.
Yeah, he was really, really shocked when I told him we talk about him often.
Oh, yeah.
I thought just a few weeks ago, I was like, yeah, we talked about you on the air. He was stunned.
He's a local celebrity. Why shouldn't we be talking about him?
Such a lovely, pale Irish.
Yes. Yes.
I've got tins.
And he's just a really sweet kid.
He is.
Let's find out how sweet.
Oh. For a boy who...
Stop it.
Yes.
Yes, I'm being an encourager.
A sweet kid with a personality a few years older than his chronological age. Times. He does love posing.
Well.
Even with his clothes on.
Well.
He the boy is like a drag queen without the dress.
I've seen him.
Boy has lips. I have watched that boy working.
Lip-syncing
to everything that comes on.
Oh, those. Okay, I thought I'd have to download the song DSL for you.
No, although it's pretty appropriate for that.
DSL. Type.
Blank sucking blanks.
Oh. Oops. Oh yes. He didn't get those lips from sucking lemons.
Yeah,
DSL,
no.
Right?
He didn't.
No. Yeah, that's what I need to do.
There's a reason his nickname's Opie.
He looks like Opie Taylor.
Yeah.
Opie Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you want to go... Well, my lips were a little puckered.
I think
he's
we just.
Token female.
He's the type of little...
Token female.
He's the type of boy that just makes your tongue hard.
I have
pins.
Well,
our tongues are good things now.
Somebody, Jimmy.
Like I can answer the phone. It's probably the FCC calling.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know,
probably be only the 400th time.
All righty. Music.
I've been living in the shadows. A dark and lonely place. An empty room without a window. No sun upon my face. But I'm coming out into the light of day. Don't stand in my way. I made up my mind. It's time for me to shine. This moment is. Shame. And if I have to face the
remember my name. Cause I'm coming out into the light of day. Don't stand in my way. I've made up my mind. It's time for me to shine. This moment.
Harvey female for rough trade, Aaron Fritz, prom day parade, torch on trilogy by George and GMHC, HIV identified, Rock Hudson, Liberace died, Reagan finally said the word, Bowers versus Harvey's heard. Barney Frank, AIDS quilts, act up, Randy Shields, Queer Nation, Maplethorpe, AZT, Amendment 2, Cracker Barrel, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, HX, Cyber Sex, March on DC, Greg Nugent, Selfie, John George Michael, what is going on, Lilith Fair, Rowdy Girls, Spend a Day at Disney World, Poonan and Scare, The Mick, The Case, Ian Allen, Will and Grace, Matthew Shepard, God bless you, what else can we look forward to? Pride, pride, gotta have pride. It's been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets and follow the tide. Pride. Pride, gotta have pride. We've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Pride.
Oh.
Yes, constant craving.
I'm going to turn the mics back up. No. There we go. There's that.
Constant craving.
Oh,
yes.
She was still...
Katie Lang. Before that, we had...
How else should I know?
Because you were playing them?
Yeah. That is no indication of...
You're confusing me, Jimmy. You're spending too much time in the studio this week.
I see. Sorry.
Probably is a smart idea. do you need to send any particular order? Constant craving. I have to write the list down.
Wow.
Before that was...
Pride.
John Gilbert Jingleheimer Schmidt with Pride.
Just John Gilbert will do.
Before that was RuPaul.
Yeah, well.
And I think we played Coming Out of Hiding. Sounds close enough. Like she listens to your list. Coming out. Like she cares. Somewhere. Yeah, because 4 is the one showing up on here. And
okay, she's still 3. In the CD. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't pulled her out yet.
Pull her out.
It's a bad thing. We're going to miss the Academy Awards. Well, I will, because I'll maybe over at Mary's.
I
the
won't.
Academy Awards are tomorrow night.
Yes, they are.
In the middle of Louis.
It's the
It's the end of Louis.
As we know it, and we feel fine.
Yes.
Let's see, we did Jim Varvos.
Ferraros.
Ferraros.
The Oscars. The gay Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Smooth.
Exactly.
So who do you want to win?
And we should be watching it this year because...
Why?
Because it's being hosted by Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, Ellen DeGenerate.
Okay. You know, if what's her name...
I'm sorry, it was a Freudian slip.
If what's her name from Dreamgirls doesn't win, I'd love to see that little girl win for... Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh.
For her part in Little Miss Sunshine.
That is the one that plays Abby.
Yeah. Hey, how about you guys going to talking to a microphone so the three people listening to the show can hear what you're saying?
The three people listening to the show?
Yeah, two of them are behind bars.
Ooh,
they can hear
ouch.
Us. They can hear us.
Speaking of doing stuff to get you behind bars.
Oh.
Leave him alone.
Yes.
He's unconscious, he won't know.
I'm looking at the gym this week.
You'll know when he kicks you in a place you won't like.
It's a Welcome to Louis issue. With a
why get behind the mic now? The show's almost over.
Little cover.
Honey, the show was over when we started.
Little thing about the Dixie Chicks. Lots of Louis stuff in it this week. Let's see. Some people who advertise in the gym, and since they do, you might want to check them out. Amore's Italian Restaurant, Mason Place Shopping Center. That's 430 South Mason Road in Katy. Cool.
Katy.
Amore's Italian Restaurant. Yeah, we're so used to seeing all of the advertising from places in the Montrose. Pride and Joy Antiques has always had an ad here.
Okay, for I'll turn your mic on then.
Hey, I was out of the house exactly 20 minutes today when it was painfully obvious that it was Louis weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. There were lovely little crowds of leather clads everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh, yes, everywhere.
I do have one complaint, though.
Yes? Uh-huh.
If you're going to wear assless chaps.
Yes. Chaps with no jeans.
The person wearing them should not be assless.
Oh, I know. Oh.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't...
I guess also the other way would be if they have too much ass.
Is
they're
well,
talking about, yeah.
No, actually, the other word... Yeah, the people with no ass that wear them is
I'm
no.
Like, what's the point of wearing them if you don't have any?
That's right.
have something to show off for crying out loud.
Now, see some things.
I would never do that because I have nothing to show off in the back.
Well, last week I went out and bought my first leather accoutrement. I have a leather vest now.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
And talk about quick. I could have picked it up on Tuesday, and I was measured for it Saturday.
Wow.
You
that
go,
is
boy.
Quick.
Nice work. I'm still getting used to, you know, having something like that. And they were sitting there saying, you know, now what you need is leather chaps. It's like, you know, I've already killed a herd. You know, Pete is going to be after me.
Something else in the way of benefits coming up. The Colt 45's Trouble Fund. Night in Black Leather.
Nibble.
It's Don Gill. Yeah, Nibble. Don Gill Productions is happening Saturday, March the 10th, 7 p.m. at the BRB. It's usually, they usually hold that at,
that other place.
The Ripcord. But they're changing it this year to the BRB, and it's benefiting the Colt 45s.
Mm. Well, that's the Colt 45's home bar.
No, I talked with Don a couple of weeks ago, and they were changing it because they just needed a bigger venue.
Yeah, that's why the Tiffle T moved.
Yeah, exactly, the same reason.
Tiffle T?
Yeah, it's part of Louie's, the Texas First Ladies.
You know, the Louie's put on by the Houston Council of Clubs. And so the Tiffle T is the whoever is the president of each club, their lover would become the first lady, and so all of these people are encouraged to have these outrageous hats for Tiffle T.
Actually, I think they kind of stretched the rules on that because I know ICOH had a double entry.
Really?
Yes, the Emperor and Empress wore hats.
Oh, well, the Emperor and Empress, they're co-presidents, and they're lovers.
Their lovers didn't. Orlin and Ginger wore.
Oh, no kidding.
I saw them as I was walking out the door.
Oh. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know who won.
I don't know either. I wasn't there. It wasn't there.
You just show up, sling your stuff, stare at Mary's, and that's it.
Yeah.
Stare at Mary's?
Stare at the back patio of Mary's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty to watch back there in the back patio of Mary's.
Oh, yeah. There's lots to watch there.
Chris just got this look on his face. Says, where that phantom voice coming from?
No. I was trying to find my phone.
Oh.
What?
My phone, cellular phone.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy, another interesting thing in the gym.
Yes.
Jack Belinsky running as kind of our grand marshal.
He's been nominated. It's not that he's running. He was nominated. Yeah. And the only reason I didn't talk about that because the last day of voting was today. Over at the Pride office from 10 to 4. And I, of course, I always vote on the last day. I always vote on voting day. I thought I'd be the only one there, but I pulled up and there was Tim Bruck over and Tom Fricke. And I came in and I brought my neighbor Will in to vote also. So there were three entries for male, three entries for female, and three entries for organization. It'll be interesting to see who wins.
Very evenly.
Yes.
Done, I'm not sure, huh?
Yes, it was. Tony's Corner Pocket is still having their amateur strip contest on Friday and Saturday nights. That's over there at 817 West Dallas.
Amateur strip night.
Yeah.
Opie's online.
So if you want to see the
street
rats make a buck.
Did he send the something back?
Yeah, he says he'll be here next Saturday if he can get a ride.
Sure, we'll ride him.
Hell yeah, we'll...
Shouldn't you be at work?
And maybe, yeah, Saturday night should be a hopping night for him.
Well, he tells
especially
us,
during
he tells us what time he gets off. We'll see about the second time he gets off.
Okay.
Actually, he probably
so
got off about an hour ago.
So tune in next week for Nude Radio.
That could be interesting.
Yes.
It's been a while since we've done anything like that here.
That will be during the second half of the show. Not during the first half of the show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the first half. Since it's the first Saturday of the month next week, we will be having the Hatch segment. Yeah. So it's probably a good thing that Obi works late.
Yes. Yeah, those slave hours over at his job.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the bar business.
Yeah, well, the bar isn't the only place he works.
Yes, he's working at a different place.
Which is why I see him so often.
Oh!
Okay. Which is how I know Opie.
Oh!
So very well.
Oh! I should have known that.
Yeah,
I should have known that.
All right. But we love him. Sometimes you just want to pin him down.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes you want to staple him, actually, to something, but that's a whole
other... I told
you,
I've got pins.
Yes.
Now I know his real name.
Sometimes you want to pin him. Sometimes you just want to staple him. Because he never stops moving.
Yeah, well.
All right, we need to start packing up this.
Do we?
Almost.
Oh my goodness! Already
3:53. And some of us have got to get sleep because we're performing.
Yes.
Ooh, are we now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wait a minute.
Which means that somebody in this room who's not used to being up and during daylight hours is going to have to be alive and
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty. It will not be pretty, but hell. You know.
This isn't going to be pretty.
Well.
I seem to recall that line from somewhere. This isn't going to be pretty.
No.
I do have to say just one thing that surprises me this week.
What?
Guy Pearce.
Guy Pearce?
Yeah.
The actor?
Yeah. The fact that this is the same guy who's in the Andy Warhol, who was one of the drag queens in Priscilla...
Yeah, Queen of the Desert.
Is just... wow. Considering he was the most flaming of the characters in that movie.
True.
And he plays the oh-so-low-key Andy Warhol. That was just...
Oh, he's playing Andy Warhol?
Yeah.
Oh!
Quick thing
in that new movie?
There was a letter from Jaime.
Who is?
I didn't get to read yet.
I got a look at it here.
Okay.
No, we don't need that. He was listening to the show when we were doing our Help Wanted segment there.
Oh.
And he's offering to try and help what he can. He wrote a promo piece for us to get there as a PSA.
Did he now?
So we'll have to see what we can do on that.
Okay.
Are MBBs and other folks along those lines are some of the most helpful people in the
world? Oh,
yeah. Yo, absolutely.
We've got.
We still got that paperwork filled out on the other. But let's. We'll read. We got your letter, Jaime. We need to read a little bit more. Jimmy's louied out, and I'm louied in. So. Stick it in Jimmy's box.
Stick it in!
Stick it in!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stick it in!
I'm sorry, I had to go for realism.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of that, hi, Jason!
Oh. Exactly.
That was supposed to be Scott.
I know, but, you know.
Okay.
Same song, different singer.
Gotcha.
All right. Ooh, I got to play these.
Anyway, you've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston. soon to be 90.1 in Galveston as soon as we are up with our 100,000 watts. It's been approved. It's just a matter of time before they get it going.
Liner.
You can write us at 419 Lovett Boulevard, LOVETT, Love TT, 77006, or afterhours at kpft.org, or what?
Afterhours at kpft.org.
Okay. Love mail, hate mail, news stories, items of interest,
dirty pictures!
There's that voice.
I know, we haven't had any dirty pictures in a really, really long time.
Dan Radcliffe. Equus.
Just a little. Would love to come to the mailbox next week and see a letter from somebody with naked pictures in it. Preferably a male.
Hey, we've got Opie. Who needs that? We'll have live.
Ooh, that could be fun.
I already told him, I said it'd be nice to bring back Nude Radio.
Yes, it would be.
This is After Hours. And now?
It isn't.
Your PSAs.
KPFT has just completed our Winter 2007 membership drive.
If you were one of the many listeners who joined the drive, thank you very much.
Your contribution will go a long way to helping KPFT.
Before you know it, your membership envelope will arrive in the mail. Don't forget to pay your pledge.
The great feeling you get when you support KPFT feels even better once you drop that check into the mail.
And if you missed your chance to join and support the news, music, or other great programming you hear each day, there's still time.
Call 713-526-4000 extension 314 or visit www.kpft.org to do your part.
Your pledge is tax deductible, and if your employer has a matching gifts program, your pledge could be doubled.
Call 713-526-4000 extension 314 or visit www.kpft.org to pledge now.
This is commercial free, listener sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
The following program may contain language or imagery that may be offensive to some listeners. Discretion is advised. The Federal Communications Commission permits the broadcast of some profanity during hours deemed to be safe harbor when children are less likely to be listening. KPFT upholds a stricter policy permitting the broadcast of sensitive material only between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. The FCC forbids the broadcast of some sexual discussions or other suggestive matters regardless of the hour. If you have any questions or concerns, please call the program director during business hours at 713-526-4000. This is KPFT Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.